I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Starting Thursday, Ukraine announced nationwide blackouts to save power. For 2 weeks, Russia's used Iranian drones to attack Ukraine's electricity infrastructure. Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association describes it as
a brutal medieval type strategy. But regardless, in the midst of all this, I think we have to remember that in these difficult days, these churches in Ukraine are filled to overflowing with new believers. The gospel's going forward, the churches are growing, and even these churches may find themselves without warmth to even take care of those who come to them.
Mock expects to see a wave of refugees moving towards Poland. You can help local churches through SGA's Operation Winter Warmth and ask God to strengthen exhausted Ukrainian and Polish believers. And sometimes when you give financially towards a cause or a project, you do so trusting God with the results. You may never get to hear what one gift did, but you trust God to use it as He sees fit. Once in a while, the Lord allows you to see what He does with the funds that you steward. For example, Set Free Ministries equipped teachers and pastors in East Africa last year with help from its donors. Set Free's Dave McIntyre says a recent visit allowed these teachers to say thanks.
One teacher got up to talk about his audio Bible, and I could see that it was completely worn out because he had used this thing so much. So he starts talking about the impact. This is a man who's hearing the Word of God for the very first time in a format that he really understands and can dig into. And about halfway through, he got too choked up to talk. He was embarrassed. He had to walk away and go behind one of the buildings to have a good cry. His testimony alone was worth going to Africa to hear.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.